This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Demonstrations, curfews, and demands for justice and equality continue across the United States, even after charges against the officer who held his knee on the neck of George Floyd have been upgraded and three additional officers have been charged in Floyd's death. The charge against Derek Chauvin moves from third-degree to second-degree murder, which carries heavier penalties if Chauvin is convicted. The three other officers at the scene were charged with aiding and abetting second-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter. All four were fired last week. The incident, captured on video, sparked renewed protest against police brutality against black people in the United States. Mark Esper is facing the most politically charged crisis of his tenure as defense secretary. He's been criticized for calling protester-filled streets a military battle space and accused of failing to keep the military out of politics. 11 months into his tenure as Pentagon chief, Esper is seeing his relationship with the president tested by the storm over the police killing of George Floyd. On Wednesday, Esper publicly distanced himself from Mr. Trump's threats to use the full force of the military to quell street protests around the country, emphatically arguing against invoking the two-centuries-old Insurrection Act. President Trump and some of his supporters are claiming authorities did not use tear gas against people in crackdowns outside the White House this week during protests. An AP fact check finds evidence that they did. Several federal agencies list tear gas as a common umbrella term for what are formally called riot control agents. Whether the common or formal term is used, the effects on people are the same. Those effects were well documented when authorities cleared a crowd from outside the White House before Mr. Trump walked to a nearby church on Monday. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Former Defense Secretary James Mattis is denouncing President Trump's heavy-handed use of military force to quell protests near the White House and says his former boss is setting up a false conflict between the military and civilian society. Mattis adds that he has watched this week's unfolding events angry and appalled. The criticism is all the more remarkable because Mattis has generally kept a low profile since retiring as defense secretary in December of 2018 to protest Mr. Trump's Syria policy. He has declined to speak out against Mr. Trump, saying he owed the nation public silence while his former boss remained in office. Former President Barack Obama is taking on an increasingly public role as the nation confronts a confluence of historic crises that has exposed deep racial and socioeconomic inequalities in America. It also reshapes the November election. On Wednesday, he held a virtual town hall event with the young people to discuss policing and the civil unrest that has followed the killing of George Floyd by police in Minneapolis. Obama called for turning the protest over Floyd's death into policy change and urged specific reforms to ensure safer policing and increased trust between communities and law enforcement. Approximately 386,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, more than 107,000 of the deaths occurring in the United States. There are more than 6.4 million infections globally and more than 1.8 million in the U.S. British Business Minister Alok Sharma has been tested for COVID-19 after feeling unwell in Parliament Wednesday, just a day after the government required hundreds of legislators to resume voting in person. A spokesperson for Sharma said the 52-year-old minister began feeling unwell while presenting new legislation in the main chamber of the House of Commons. In April and May, legislators could vote remotely, but on Tuesday, the government ended the arrangement, angering parliamentarians across all parties. Hundreds of lawmakers spent over an hour in enormous queues in the imposing corridors and halls of the Palace of Westminster Tuesday, casting their first ever socially distanced votes. Republican allies of President Trump attacked the FBI's probe of his 2016 presidential campaign, but failed to get a key witness to agree that former U.S. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation was unfounded. At the opening of the hearing, former U.S. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein defended his 2017 decision to appoint Mueller to investigate Russian election interference in numerous contexts between the Trump campaign and Russia. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.